Welcome to Inside Texas Tech on KTTZ FM 89.1.
Welcome to the inaugural edition of Inside Texas Tech, the radio edition. I'm your host, Robert Giovanetti, and we're very pleased to be joined today by our first guest on the show, President Dwayne Nellis of Texas Tech University. President Nellis, you've been here a year now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, it's great to be with you, Robert. Appreciate all that public radio does for Texas Tech University and for our region of West Texas.
You've had so many accomplishments in the 12 months that you've been here. One of those that directly affects us and our listeners is you bringing Texas Tech public media back under the umbrella of Texas Tech University.
Well, I think that's an important step to have that direct interface with Texas Tech University. This is where, you know, our faculty are doing a lot of exciting things, our students, all the different dimensions of Texas Tech. But it's important that we have that support through the core university for public radio and public TV as well.
Being here, you and your wife, Ruthie, have really jumped into this community and being involved in. What's it been like for this first year for you and Ruthie, just settling into Lubbock and West Texas and Texas Tech?
Well, it's been a great transition. The people here are just so friendly and supportive, a very exciting environment, a dynamic time to be associated with Texas Tech University and the community of Lubbock. We've really appreciated the transition. It's been a very positive transition for both of us and really feel that we've been able to make a significant connections in the community, the community leadership, really enjoyed getting to know more about Lubbock, our region, and to celebrate what is best about this area.
When you stepped into this job, it was a lot of transition. Obviously, Lawrence Skubanek had been serving as interim president at Texas Tech, but you had a lot of spots in your leadership team you had to fill.
Right. One of them was the provost position with Bob Smith's resignation. We had a national search, and Lawrence did emerge, Lawrence Skubanek, as the new provost and senior vice president. And he's doing an awesome job in that capacity. But also Rob Duncan, who we were able to recruit from the University of Missouri. He was in an equivalent position there, but that's an AAU school. And as you know, we aspire to be more AAU-like. And so that's very, very positive. Noel Sloan, after a national search, emerged as our vice president for administration and finance. And so those are all key positions. Suzanne Taylor, I also added to my executive team, and she directs our external relations activities. But among the deans, we've added Mark Sheridan as our new graduate dean, and he comes to us from North Dakota State University. And again, he's already off to an excellent start. He started in March. And then Brent Lundquist will be starting soon as our new dean of the College of Arts and Sciences. So I think we have a really great group of people that have been added to the leadership for Texas Tech University. And I feel very excited every day to come to work and have the opportunity to interface with these people.
And having these people in these positions, some of them have been here. You mentioned Noel and you mentioned Dr. Skubanek, but also gives you a chance to make it your group kind of follow along with what you envision for Texas Tech.
Yeah, it's very important to have my own leadership team and people that really share my priorities for moving Texas Tech forward as a national public research university and to be more AAU-like. And this has been an exciting transition. And again, I think I've got excellent people at the point in these various capacities.
You mentioned Rob Duncan, the new vice president for research. We also have a Robert Duncan, who is the new chancellor. What's it going to be like working with the new chancellor?
Well, I'm very excited to have Senator Duncan on board as Chancellor Duncan. And he and I have already had the opportunity to interface on a few occasions. And I just think he's going to be outstanding. He's very supportive of, certainly of Texas Tech University, has a love for Texas Tech. And I look forward to interacting with him and his role in coordinating the system and really his approach to being a resource, a supportive person for Texas Tech University as we, again, try to elevate the institution to new levels of success.
That is President Dwayne Nellis, the president of Texas Tech University here on Inside Texas Tech. We'll be back next week with more from President Nellis talking about his first year on the job here. President Nellis, thank you so much for joining us today.
Robert, thank you for the opportunity.
This has been Inside Texas Tech on KTTZ FM 89.1, a service of Texas Tech Public Media.